This is the Joyful Mama Show. We want to help you take actionable steps toward dreams that have more impact, family life that has more peace, and motherhood that has more joy.
We think that it's time for moms to rise up in entrepreneurship and change the world. But let's face it, it's hard to sort through all of the ways we get stuck in our own heads and in all of the things we feel like we're supposed to be doing.
How can we change the world when we're overwhelmed with trying not to feel overwhelmed about homeschooling or power struggles with our kids or taking care of our own hearts, our bodies, and our minds?
We want to give you the tools to find rest, joy, and healing while also taking your business and your dreams to the next level. You know you were made for more than hustle. You can feel that you were made for more than the lies that hold you back. And we believe that you were made for amazing things that impact the kingdom of God and the people that God has given you to impact for Him. You were made to be a joyful mama, to have a heart that is thriving, not striving. And we want to help you step into the fullness of all you were created to become.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Joyful Mama Show. Today, I am so excited because I get to introduce all of you to one of my very best friends, to actually probably the closest I've ever had to a real life sister, my friend Tiffany. We do business together. We do life together. Our families love each other. And today she is our special guest on the show. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Tiffany and how we met. Sarah is going to formally introduce her here in just a second. But actually, all three of us initially met because we were all in the same mastermind coaching group for Kingdom Entrepreneurship. We met back in 2018, right, girls? And Tiffany and I were in totally different areas of business. She was in network marketing, social selling. She's also a worship leader. Sarah and I were both working on doing something for moms, but not working together yet. But anyway, Tiffany and I, we met at a conference for this group. And I just remember, actually, the first time I remember seeing you was when you and your husband led worship live in our Facebook group. It's just beautiful. And the way that they sing together was so beautiful. And so when I met her in person, I was just really drawn, but we just got to be friends. We kind of got to know each other. It ended up that she presented the opportunity to partner with her in this business. And after, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 months of kicking the tires, whatever that saying is, I finally decided, I said, okay, if you'll coach me, I'll be coachable. And that was the beginning of our really deep friendship and just really doing kind of everyday life together, working together in business. We've traveled together. Our kids have all gotten to be friends and we just have a lot of fun. And so, Sarah, I will let you formally introduce Tiffany and tell more about what she does, because not everything that we do is together. You know, she has her own things. And then I'm so excited for you guys to hear her story and just the wisdom that she carries, the love for people, the love for the Lord. And I know you're all going to be so inspired by her story.
Yeah. Tiffany Ryman is an entrepreneur and certified natural health professional specializing in holistic well-being. As a certified life and mindset coach, she is dedicated to empowering kingdom-minded women with a passion for holistic health, spiritual growth, and mindset transformation. She guides women to achieve both monetary and influential impact to expand the reach of the gospel and begin building into their financial legacy. I love that. Welcome, Tiffany, to the Joyful Mama Show.
Thank you guys so much. Y'all are awesome.
I would love to hear a little bit of your story and what led you into entrepreneurship in the first place, how you got to where you are today. What was your start like?
Interesting question. I'd like to probably go just a few years back before I started in entrepreneurship. I never really was actually looking to step into entrepreneurship. Probably definitely couldn't spell it at all. So it just wasn't something that was on the radar for me. But what was a part of my life was working for small businesses. So other people that owned their own businesses, they didn't even call themselves entrepreneurs. It was actually just, I'm a small business owner. And that's what I did. The first company that I worked with hired me right out of high school. And I actually thought that I was going to be going to work for Pepsi because he was addicted to those things. And whenever I got to the company, I realized this isn't Pepsi at all. This is a totally different business. But I mean, they were cool. And so I started at like data entry, the lowest point of the company. And every single time that I saw some type of problem or something that I thought that could use innovation, I was like, let me put my hands to it. And he just gave me a lot of permission to be able to do that in that business. And so I grew from the lowest point all the way up to operations manager. And I just fell in love with the business. I actually remember he just began to take me on like the conferences as well. And they would just be really local. So they'd be for the day. And he was like a dad to me. His name was Ronnie. And still in business, still thriving and doing amazing. But I would go to these business events with him, these conferences, and we would set up booths and I would just meet a ton of people, all of these like vendors and stuff. And so I just enjoyed being in that atmosphere. And it was like anywhere that I could see myself helping, I was just really motivated to do that. And then whenever I came home as a stay-at-home mom, Christian was like, I really want you home, be with the babies. That was always my dream. Anyway, I always thought that my dream was, I just want to worship, have babies, and be a homemaker. And I was like, that literally was the dream. Nothing beyond that. It just was something that I discovered like a couple years at a time that I just really was attracted to business. And whenever I was at home taking care of the babies, I wasn't dreaming of business or anything like that. But if I saw like somebody post on Facebook that they needed help, I was always rushing to assist in some kind of way if there was a skill set that I could offer. And so that led me into going from one small business, staying at home for just a little while, and then hopping into real estate and helping in that area of a lady that owned a couple of brokerages. And that was really fun. And then I came home again during the recession because I was like, man, it's killing me in gas to get up there. I was like, might as well just stay home with the babies again. And then had another baby, third baby, had a fourth baby. And then that fourth baby is what actually led me into entrepreneurship by accident. So then we actually get to officially stepping into the network marketing space. I was completely clueless, had no idea what in the world I was doing. All I know is that I was in a health crisis from my last son's birth. And that trauma that I had on my body, I had to like go after my own personal healing because conventional medicine did not work for me for 5 months of trying to figure this thing out. And somebody asked me, hey, how are you feeling one day? And she got dumped on and then she offered me a product sample and I was desperate. And I was like, but I can't pay for it. So I might as well not even try it because then I'll be super disappointed if it works and I can't buy it. And then she was like, hey, there's a way that you can make money with this. And I was like, well, how much? And then ignorance on fire. And that's just all that happened. I was making all this money. It was stacking up in some company's bank account. And then like, I didn't even know how to transfer funds, but I was making it, baby. And after that, I was like, man, I really need to learn this thing. And then it was amazing how overnight it was like a product was able to help me get my health back, at least put me on the track of better health. I was making some money. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, well, all of the crazy debt from the hospital bills, those were being tackled. And then I told Christian, I was like, whoa, now we have this ministry life that we've always wanted to live out together and do itinerant ministry and travel and stuff like that. We weren't on staff any longer because I had been so ill. Christian had to just come home and take care of the babies because truly all I could do was just breastfeed. That was like what I lived for, was to lay in bed and do that. That was my contribution to his life and the household at the time. And it just, whenever I saw that there was a way that I could make money and we could actually go and travel and fund our own way so that it wouldn't be so difficult for the churches that we were going to at that time and depend on love offerings, it was like, it just provided a way to do something that was in our hearts. And then that vision expanded the more that I said yes to all the different skills and, you know, connecting with people and things like that. So the connections grew, the paycheck grew, the vision grew, one thing led to another. And here I am almost you know, I'm going into my seventh year of network marketing, and it's definitely an industry that I believe in and I could speak about for hours. It's so much fun, very rewarding. So
have you heard of the phrase tent making?
I have not.
It's usually used with missionaries, but you know, Paul in the Bible was a tent maker, and that's how he funded his missionary journeys and how he was able to fund his ministry besides the money that the churches were giving him. And so lots of missionaries, you know, they'll talk about tent making, of where you have a business and you do a or you work a job or whatever to fund the ministry that God has called you to. And I love how God brought entrepreneurship into your life to kind of do that and to be able to walk out your calling, that part of your calling, and how you also discovered like how you could walk out part of your other, like the gifts and stuff that you have and how they can be expressed through entrepreneurship. So I would love to know like what you love most about entrepreneurship, because it sounds like you have just always been drawn to areas where you're like, you see a need and you fill it and you just get to express your natural skills and abilities and people have just like welcomed that. But what do you love most about entrepreneurship where you're kind of steering the boat?
I love this question. So the parts that I love about entrepreneurship, at least right now, the season that I'm in now, has been the freedom and the flexibility to create a schedule that works for my husband, for myself, and for the kids. Now, understand, and everybody listening, like entrepreneurship is not easy. It takes a lot of work. And sometimes there's been moments where I've gone very, very hard. I've personally ran very hard with this woman here, Elizabeth Oswald. There have been times where we're like, hey, we have like a 12-week sprint and it's 4 a.m., baby. We're doing whatever it takes to get this project done. Of course, those things aren't sustainable. So again, in a sprint, right? But I just like that it has given us options. And so I love this story, actually. In 2020, you know, the pandemic was here and all of the unknowns. And Christian and I, my husband, we saw it as an opportunity of like, hey, we've always talked about wanting to homeschool our children. And this is it. Like, this is the moment that we could actually go for it. And so whenever the kids closed out the season of at the end of the year in, I think, May of 2020, that following year, we decided to step into homeschooling. And that has probably been the most rewarding 2 years of our life. It wasn't easy, you know, to do that, but what it created for us from like an adventure standpoint, Christian and I, we were both working from home. He was doing ministry. I was doing the network marketing thing. Plus that was birthing all these other business opportunities. And we just had financial flexibility. And then we had the time flexibility. So it was like, let's get on the road. Let's go camping. So we were sometimes leaving our house and getting on the road and going out of state or going to a local campground. And we were spending so much time around the campfire and with friends and all the things. And so I just have so many amazing memories with my kids. So it's not just the long work hours that sometimes I remember, but there's also like the times that we were gone for, you know, sometimes 14 days within a month. And it's just doing whatever we want to do with the babies. But then also because of the field that I'm in, there's residual income. So it's also like, just here, you guys, even a few months ago, I slipped back in my health. And thank God for entrepreneurship, because I couldn't work for like almost 28 days. Like, I was in bed. And because of saying yes to entrepreneurship, I didn't have to show up to a job ill. My husband didn't have to go get a second job. We were able to meet our bills and I could do what I needed to do to rest my body to recover. And so I just appreciate the lifestyle that we've been able to provide just by taking some risks and saying yes to what entrepreneurship could look like for our family.
Mm. Sarah, you were mentioning before we actually started recording how you really loved Tiffany's story and her journey about just the permission to not stay with what you start with, and how sometimes when we're in this world of entrepreneurship, especially as moms, as wives, having a calling to ministry too, like sometimes the Lord will switch our gears or, you know, transition our path. And you were saying how much you loved that about Tiffany's story, and that you thought it would be valuable for her to share that part with our listeners. And I would love to hear that too from you, Tiff, just how your journey has not just been on this one. I think sometimes people think when you start a business as a mom, whatever you start with is what you're just stuck with. And you've had some transitions, and it's all been, you know, a journey of trusting the Lord, learning to trust yourself. And I definitely, as your friend in the last year, have seen tremendous personal growth in you as you learn to find your voice and learn to trust yourself and step into new things and learn new skills. So can you talk about that a little bit too?
So my first step in entrepreneurship started in 2017. And in my first, I don't know if you guys would like me to say this or not, but I mean, I think that it just shows the potential. But from August until December, being ignorance on fire, I made almost $14,000 in like such a very, very, very short time. And I was so excited for that kind of income for our family. And then the following year, I was like at $48,000. And I was like, this is crazy. And so I was having so much fun. I was learning so much. There were parts of the journey that were very frustrating and heartbreaking and all of those things. And then the squeezes in the guts and stuff like that for a couple of reasons. And when you hear the Lord clearly be like, okay, it's time to make a transition, I was like, I have to be obedient to the things that he's calling me to, even though I have to lay down something that I love. And I didn't understand that. And so I was transitioning to another company right at the very time that you and I actually met, Liz. I was going into my second company. And there were some very specific reasons that were confirmations as to why I was leaving at that time. But that's whenever we heard our current mentor that we have now, where we run in business together. And so there was just like a divine alignment of all the things happening, all like this great convergence, right? At that point, I hadn't been making big moves. I didn't know how to make big moves strategically. At that point, it was, I have to hear the Lord. And that's what I made my moves based on. Even though we had made a significant amount of money, I couldn't let that hold me up. And so we stepped into another venture. And then that led to the connection that you and I got to run together, which led to where we are now. So it was like, if I wasn't going to be obedient to the things that the Lord was calling us to do, to try new things, it would not have led me to where I am now. And how we get to do new projects and there's new businesses and all these other things that have come out of this relationship. And also just being able to say yes to the plans of God, even whenever I could not see what in the world was in front of me, like how were my decisions going to affect my family? Mm-hmm. But it was like that had to come second to what God wanted us to do. And it's just been very interesting because as I was able to say yes to something new, that took me even deeper into my passion for health and wellness. And so I was like, finally, I have even some really great products that I'm aligned with that I'm able to just really resonate with on like a very deep and passionate level. And then that led to, I need to go back to school. I'm going to get my certification and really, really, really help people because I don't want to just be able to give them a product like a salesman. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to give them the why and the purpose and the deeper parts of it. And so that motivated me to go back to school. And that's how I got my CNHP. And then the Lord, again, 7 years ago, he said something very personal and specific to me in my healing journey, literally while I was in the shower. I could not hear the Lord, you guys. I hadn't heard his voice. It was the most painful time of my entire life going through that season. So I knew that whenever he spoke to me, I could hold on to it and I had to run with it. And it hasn't let me go in 7 years. So it wasn't just the wellness side that was speaking to me. It was like I was realizing as I was healing in one area of my life, it was exposing other areas where I was still very broken that I needed to get healing in as well. So we're talking about the emotional side of what's going on inside of me and what is going on mentally inside of me. And every part of my life was exposing it. It was like, I've got four kids. They're crazy. Christian is gone doing ministry and traveling an hour constantly back and forth, maybe 5 days a week to a church that we're working part-time at. And I'm struggling in this other area. So that's mental, it's emotion, it's health, it's all of these things happening at one time. And so it's just taken all of this time in order for me to just get my bearings around what felt like was the whole scope of things. And I know that it's not over. I've not arrived, but I feel like he's really connected the dots in making the shifts in my journey and just being obedient to the different areas of business. Sometimes feeling like, oh, this is it. This is my landing place. And it's like, nope, we've got other plans, baby. And we've just got to be able to be obedient to the Lord and just not get stuck. And because of that, it's just provided greater outcomes that I could ever possibly imagine on my own. Again, I was never looking for this to be my life. It's just something that God has redeemed. And then he's also opened other doors, like to just help a multitude of people. And I couldn't be any more grateful for him just using what could have been honestly a tragedy if I would have stayed there.
I love that. It's been so fun to watch you go from, you know, coaching a team, coaching those in your immediate business to then, you know, now becoming a certified natural health practitioner. So you're coaching in health. Recently, you got a certification to even more professionally coach in the social selling industry. So you've just leveled up in so many areas. And just like you were saying at the beginning, like your desire has always just been to help. And I think one thing that you're really, really good at, Tiff, is just seeing the golden people and calling it out, even seeing it before they see it. One question I had too that kind of links with what you were just saying, if you could think back to the beginning of your journey when you were just starting out as an entrepreneur, like baby Tiffany, baby entrepreneur Tiffany, and thinking about what you've grown through, the pivots you've had to make, the decisions you've made that you'd never saw coming, you know, you truly have just leveled up in so many areas. But if you could think back to who you were back then, because I can say with confidence, you're not the same person now as even when I met you and this journey started before we knew each other. What would you say to her? What would you say to baby entrepreneur Tiffany or to any mom who's starting the journey and maybe struggling with the confidence to take that first step or feeling like they have to figure it out before they move forward or feeling like there's so many questions? And I remember being so afraid to start because what if I'm starting the wrong thing? What if I'm going the wrong direction? So what would you say to you back then, if you had the opportunity to speak?
I'd probably say, girl, you got a whole lot more potential than what you could ever dream. Your obedience and that yes will take you further than you can ever imagine. The doors that it will open up for you, the people that you will get to know and run with, that to me is, oh my gosh, that's the greatest treasure of all of it, has been people. Mm-hmm. You just never know what's going to be on the other side of your yes. And you've got what it takes. And he's going to connect you with the right people that can take you to the next phase in your destiny. He's going to call you higher, but you have to say yes. And you have to trust and let him lead. And even whenever you're scared, you're going to grow. The next time that you do it won't be so scary. And I've learned that firsthand through leading worship and just and growing and growing. And then, you know, moving into a place of like worship in crowds of like 2000. And so it's like, he's always been faithful, like do something scary. It's going to stretch you, but you're going to get where you got to get to. And it's not going to hurt so bad the more that you do it. So just trust the process, trust the people that he's going to connect you with. And you can literally do anything, anything. I wish I would have had that 5 years ago. I wish I would have had a mentor. I wish I would have had podcasts. I didn't know any of this nonsense. I had to go and find it. And then thank God that I had entrepreneurship and I saw a crazy little masterclass challenge thing that the Lord drew me to. And then he tugged on me for $1,000. Guys, I literally took the money that I made from network marketing. I earned a trip. And then I told my husband, I was like, I have to invest in this other thing. And I've never made an investment in anything in my life other than like, I can fill my car up now from E to F for the very first time. And now this mastermind is going to cost me $1,000. I'm talking sweaty palms. My hands were swelling. My face was swelling. Who knows what else was swelling? But no pun intended, like literally get a prophetic word from this lady. And she's like, this moment, it's about obedience. And she lived 3 states away from me. And I was like, if that's not God. And I was like, Christian, we are not going to Cabo, baby. Nope. This money, we're going to a mastermind. And so he used that money as seed money. And that opened doors beyond what I could ever have done on my own effort. My goodness gracious, just obey the Lord. Get out of your own way. Just do it. And he's going to provide all of the things.
I want to like wave my white hanky and be like, amen.
So good.
So good. Man. Yeah. If you're listening right now and you're like, in tears, because I can imagine some of you just in tears, like you need to hear that. You need to hear somebody say that there is more inside of you and God wants to bring you to the next place in your destiny that he has prepared for you. Don't hold yourself back. Just take that step, that next step, whatever, you know what it is already. Take the step, do the thing, do it scared, show up for your own life. I love that. Well, I would love to ask you our favorite question just to end this amazing interview with you. I know you have to go, but we would love to know about the impact and the legacy that you want to leave behind at the end of this all, the end of your days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's kind of a secret, but I trust you guys. And I think the people that are listening hopefully will resonate with this. When I think about legacy, I'm thinking way beyond just my family. Do I want my family to be set up? Yes. Scripturally, is that what we should be doing and working, you know, towards? Yes. Beyond that, I want to make stupid, stupid impact. Like I want to flip it upside down. And the greatest examples that I've seen of that have been through a couple women in the Bible that got radically healed. They literally funded the ministry of Jesus. And I'm like, okay, well, what do we have in our hands where we can do that? And so the secret is Christian and I have a dream to be able to fund worship ministers from state to state of day and night worship. But I mean like building the altars in your home. Like if you can pick up an instrument, if you can use your incredible voice, including like all of us that can't sing, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't matter. Like, but we, for those that professionally have a calling and they are supposed to host the presence of the Lord, we want to fund it. And it's going to take a lot of money. So just imagine like that song that's coming from your heart. You're playing that instrument, that's meant to pierce the atmosphere. What's coming out of your vocal cords, it's meant to pierce the atmosphere. And so I just envision all of these beams of light that are just like bursting from our songs in total unity, like all hours, day and night, that these people are being funded. Worship leaders, a lot of times, pay the ultimate price in service, and they're exhausted and they're broken and they feel taken advantage of and all of these sorts of things. So sometimes ministry hurts. Ministry is not perfect. And those are some of the areas that Christian and I, again, have been very restored in. But now, rather than the scales like being even with like, oh, we can kind of fund this ourselves, it's like, let's tip the scales. Let's actually make hosting the presence of the Lord absolute, complete, top priority, period. So whatever the price looks like that we have to pay and get other people to pay that price with us, in order for that to be the mission, that's the legacy we want to see happen in the earth. So that's long game legacy for us.
I love that. As a worship leader, a fellow worship leader. Wow, what a vision. And I love that so much.
You will definitely be remembered, Tiff, as one who loved the Lord and sat at his feet. And I think that that's a big part of that legacy that you just described, is it goes beyond just funding. You are the prototype for making worship a lifestyle and bringing it into a home. And I remember during the pandemic, you know, you and Christian, the worship reset was birthed, and restoring homes as a place of worship when no one could even go to a church if they wanted to. And, you know, restoring the home as a place of altar and burning that incense and lifting up our gaze to the Lord from our living rooms, not from a sanctuary. And, you know, I still believe, you know, now, even though that we can go to church, we can, if we want to, but there's something so sacred and pure about just being with our families and lifting that, the name of the Lord up in our homes. And as a woman of God and as a leader, you know, you've got major, major impact that you're making in business, in coaching. Really, it's discipleship. What we get to do as leaders and as coaches is discipleship. And it's just been such a privilege to do that alongside you, girl. And just love you so much. Thanks for being here with us.
I'm thankful to get to talk with you guys today. I think the biggest thing, the last thing that I would just want to say is, like, I know that as women, sometimes we believe a false belief that, like, we're small. And I never sought out to do big things, but I am seeing that by trusting God with all the small things, that it's, again, bigger than what I could have ever imagined. And we're nowhere near like the climax of what this thing looks like, right? But I just want to encourage you incredible women listening that, like, just be faithful. Be faithful with the one thing. And don't be fearful of the next thing, because you just never know what you're going to do and who you're going to impact and what you're going to become. So, and it's really fun. Oh my goodness gracious. It's fun to just do new things, big things. And then if there's a little cha-ching, cha-ching, it gets real fun.
Amen to that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Tiffany. And sharing your story and your wisdom and your insight that God's given you. We're so thankful for you. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Take care.
Hey, friends. Liz and I are opening up our schedules and offering exclusive two-on-one coaching to three of our listeners at a special price which will never be offered again. We are looking for three highly motivated, teachable women who are ready to work and grow their businesses over the next 3 months. If you are tired of feeling stuck, overwhelmed, burnt out, or discouraged, this might be for you. We will give you a customized business plan tailored to your unique passions and goals so that you can monetize your business and meet your goals of impact and income.
Neither of us would be where we are today without the many coaches we've had speaking into our lives and our businesses and giving us a clear path forward. So if you are needing someone to come alongside you and help strategically guide you to your next steps, so that you can reach the next level of business and income you're wanting, then go right now to thejoyfulmama.com/businesscoaching, or click on the link in the caption of this episode.
Once these three spots are filled, we won't offer this again for 3 to 4 months, and it will never be this price again. So don't waste another minute just wishing things were different. Where could your business be in 3 months from now? Take action today and get coached by not just one of us, but by both of us. We want to see you thrive and have so much impact for the kingdom of God. So let's do this together.